Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, and for those of you that have not had me as a webisode or a radio show host before, I'm a personal life coach and founder of New You City Coaching. I work with individuals that happen to live in a city, and they're really craving to find that city life balance, as well as wanting to look and feel their hottest, most confident selves in the meantime. I really like to work with individuals that are just trying to find their purpose in life and really can, you know, set that path forward for them. And another thing that I wanted to say to everyone, happy September. I feel like, I was talking about this with my other viewers earlier today, I feel like September is New Year part two. It's just with the whole idea of the summer ending and then the fall beginning, the school year starting up again. And so it just kind of has this nice feel to it that there's new beginnings and fresh starts and transitions. So for that, I just, you know, want to wish everyone who's starting something new or a new chapter today or this month, I encourage you to really live it out fully and enjoy it and embrace it. So today's episode, we're going to talk about the idea of how to find your zen in the city. I know that many of our viewers live in an urban environment, and we all know how wonderful that can be. You know, there's so much culture, and there's food, nightlife, music, shopping, literally everything that you want is there. We are at the epicenter of everything. You know, we're the ones that hear all the latest news first. We're the ones that are going to find out what's going to be trending, what's going to be new, and we're kind of the ones that everyone else looks up to in a sense as to how our society is trending. And it's something for me personally I feel really grateful for and try to extend my gratitude for being lucky enough to kind of be in this kind of atmosphere where I am exposed to so many wonderful things in my life. And, you know, because of all that, there are so many upsides. There are also, with anything, some downsides as well. And there are these moments that can kind of take away from our experience and distract us. For example, the idea of the things like transportation. You know, so many of us get stuck in traffic and it totally disrupts our whole day. Public transportation, say you're doing your best to go make that, you know, bus on time, and as soon as you get to the corner, seems to be exactly the same moment when it's taking off. For those of us that walk, you know, we're always in a hurry, we're always in a rush. Think about that last time you were walking somewhere, you got to the corner, you saw the light was about to turn red, and instead of waiting, what did you do? You rushed across the street as fast as you could. Didn't matter if maybe you were putting yourself in jeopardy or somebody else. You wanted to get to that other side, and you were willing to risk it instead of waiting an extra moment. So there's these little things that we do that kind of upset our day, whether it's because we preempted it ourselves or it's something that's out of our control. A few things such as the noise of the city, like the sirens and the car horns, you know, the fact that there are people everywhere, people traffic can be something that's a little bit aggravating to us. The lights that stimulate us at all times, it really can wear us down and it can really, you know, put us into a different state of being than we realize. Another thing that sometimes happens with our city living is the fact that there is a higher cost of living, to live in and enjoy the city experience. You may be paying twice as much as somebody else and living in a space twice as small. And sometimes that can feel taxing to our minds and our bodies. A lot of times work demands are a lot higher. And then, you know, this is more of a first world problem, if you will, but the fact that there's too much to do, that can be overwhelming. The fact that there are too many choices, there are too many Chinese takeout places, there are too many museums, there are too many parks. Where do you even begin to start? And how do you know which one's the best and which one's the worst? Or let's say you have a friend come visit you, which is really exciting, but at the same time, that means you have to plan their weekend, and you know that they're looking for that ultimate city experience, and you have to give it to them. So sometimes there's these little added stresses that can come with our city experience. Now, again, it kind of is all a balance, and that's a lot of what our talk today is about, is learning ways and the tools that we can enhance our experience so we are living it to the fullest that we can. So I'm definitely really excited about tonight's show because it's so important to learn how to cope with these issues that I mentioned. And, you know, we can't eliminate them. However, we can learn to work with them and to coexist with them. And essentially, we're going to show you the ways throughout the show that you can just use your own daily implementation of quick and simple ways, and you'll start to notice an immediate shift in your perception and how you take on your environment in general. Now, throughout the show, I encourage you to be active as well. You know, and we have a lot of options for you to participate on your own. So for one example is we have a chat room. For those of you that are listening via our website, blogtalkradio.com/life. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's see if I actually can remember it. Okay, so it's blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. So if you are listening on that platform, if you scroll down, you will find that there is a chat room at the bottom. It looks like we have a good amount of guests actually logged in, which is really awesome. So I encourage you to participate in the chat room. You know, if you have a question, feel free to type it in there. If there's a comment, if there's something that you want us to reiterate or repeat, please let us know. And the great thing about this chat room is that it's anonymous. So you can be completely disguised to everyone else. We have no way of knowing who you are. So I want you to just know that you're in a no-judgment zone. Whatever you want to say, go for it. We're here to really help you and make sure that you're getting the most out of this experience. You can also tweet with me during the show. My handle is NewYouCityCoach, and I encourage you to use the hashtag NewYou, or I'm sorry, NYCChat. So that's the hashtag NYCChat. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to invite any callers to participate in the sense that they want to ask a question, if they have a comment, any feedback for myself or the guest host that we have today. And that number is 646-716-9397. Now, when you call in, if you want to chat with us, I want you to hit the number 1. And if you call in right now, we will probably just have you hang tight for a little bit. And then once we get into the second half of the show, we're going to have some times we're going to open up the lines for you. All right, so on that note, it's time to introduce our guest host, Nita Blum. So Nita is a dear friend of mine. We met at Temple University about 10 years ago, and we really connected in a lot of ways, and we kind of bonded over the notions of kind of a lot of New Age stuff. We were very into this idea of the universe and astrology. It was so nice to talk to someone else that also appreciated their sign. For those of you that are into astrology as well, I am a Leo and she is a Pisces, so we definitely connect in a lot of ways, especially in the way that we're connecting now. It makes a lot of sense, which is really cool. Some other things we used to love to talk about was this idea of acceptance and positive energy. So it's you know, it's kind of funny because I don't think either of us knew at that time, you know, being so young and kind of dreaming about these concepts, how prevalent they would be in our world today. So in addition to living in Philadelphia in college, Nita also has resided in New York and now currently in L.A., which is really nice because it gives her a really well-rounded view of the world. She kind of is able to blend that East Coast meets West Coast vibe, and she really is able to connect into a lot of other individuals and clients and really is able to tap into what they need most in the moment. So a little bit more about Nita. She has known the art of yoga and healing since her early childhood years. She was born into a family of holistic healers and spiritual teachers, and she has seen the firsthand benefits of living a holistic life. Her passion is to help others find physical healing and create a healthy lifestyle, and it has led her to learn from some of the top teachers in the world. Along with certifications in yoga therapy and vinyasa flow, Nita holds certifications in children's yoga, Reiki, and astrology. She is currently involved in Donna Karan's Urban Zen Therapy Program as an integrative therapist, which encompasses the healing arts of aromatherapy, restorative yoga, and contemplative care, and will be hosting restorative and holistic and healing retreats in 2014 across the country. So, Nita, I would like to welcome you to the show. Hello.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you. I'm really excited to be here, or, you know, in the radio lab.
Oh, can you hear me? I think you're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, okay. Am I good now?
Oops. Can you hear me, Nita?
Danielle?
Yes.
Okay.
We're good?
Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can hear you loud and clear. Okay. We love technical difficulties on the show, so it's only fair that you experience them as well.
Perfect. I feel like very at home, so good. I'm excited to be here.
We love it. Yeah, so it's so good to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I'm a big fan of what you're doing, and it's just about spreading the word, so very happy. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course, and I absolutely agree with you on that notion. So as I was talking about before, you've definitely spent a lot of your life living in a city. And given as such, why do you think our topic of finding quote-unquote Zen is so important tonight?
Gosh, it's paramount. It's so important to, in any environment, you know, if you live in Idaho or if you live in Manhattan like yourself, Los Angeles, it's really important, but living in the city kind of just brings it a little bit more to the forefront because, like you said earlier, we have so many choices. We have, you know, ambulance sounds. We have traffic. We have the stresses of being in closed spaces with lots of people. So, yes, it is very, very important to keep us grounded and, as if we lived in the country, take that same feeling of being in nature and really put it right in the forefront when you're in Manhattan. You can still have that same sense of Zen as being out, you know, how you feel when you're camping or laying in a field, and you can take that feeling and bring it to the streets of Manhattan, bring it to the cars that you're driving in Los Angeles, you know, bring it anywhere you can, and it's with you. So it's you. You are that vehicle. And as long as we remember that going within is more important than being without, you know, or taking all our energy outside of us, we'll be healthy and we'll be happy. And that's the key, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so agree. I love that idea of what you said of taking all those ideas of nature and all those feelings that we feel when we carry that with us and bring it to other areas of our life. Bring it to the traffic jam. Bring it to the time where, you know, for some reason your bill didn't get paid on time and now the lights went out and you're like, oh, no, what do I do? You know, it's all these little stressful moments. And seeing how you can take other elements of the world and bring them to your current situation. So I really like that.
Yeah.
I also like what you said about the idea of just caring, like finding out a little bit more about what that inner you is and bring that to the situations as well.
Right, because that is exactly what is the truth. You know, if you want to get deep, it's your truth is within you. And as long as you're living in that truth, you're going to keep a healthy body, a healthy mind, healthy relationships with your friends, with your lovers, et cetera. So it's important. And I'm excited to talk about some tools, you know, in activating that side of your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, and I'm really excited for everyone listening. Later on in the show, Nina's going to talk a little bit about some of the techniques and the tools that you can easily use throughout your, you know, experience every day to really try to get that grounded sense that she references before into your daily experience and routine. And, you know, so back to the idea of city life, I love living in the city personally, and I know for me, I probably will always thrive in some kind of city, whether it's that I'm bi-coastal or that I'm just always moving around. I love the idea of city life. I just know it's for me and it's something I connect with.
Yes, completely. Completely.
Yeah, and the one thing about the city, though, is that it acts as this beautiful distraction for us not to be present. I think we're so busy multitasking and worrying about what we're going to do next that we're always ahead of ourselves. A lot of times I stress the idea or the importance that we need to give ourselves the space for our minds and our bodies to stay aligned. You know, so often when we're go, 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 and we're never checking in with ourselves, it creates this space where our mind and our body are becoming more and more distant from each other. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. And that's leaving the door wide open for illness and depression mm-hmm. and all those things that we just really don't want in our lives, and for good reason. So 100% agree with you. And that is, there is a lot of reasons why, you know, meditation, breathing, all of that can just really bring you back into who you are and you can live a successful city life, because we all want to live in the city. I mean, who doesn't want to have access to the greatness of a city? You get the art, you get the culture, you get the meeting amazing people. And yeah, there's those tokens that it pays on your soul, on your body. But if you can learn to balance it, how amazing would that be to be a healthy, thriving individual in a great metropolis like, you know, Manhattan, Los Angeles, Paris, you know, you name it. So yeah, finding Zen in the city is paramount. It's key.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I just had a thought, you know, people that live in a city, why they live in a city? Because they're like, you know what, I want to have it all. I want to be a person that has everything. And it's so funny that people say that are the people that don't even realize that they're not putting balance into their lifestyle. So if they just realize that maybe if they put a little bit more time for that quote-unquote zen or that time to breathe, then maybe they would have it all.
Agreed. Yeah, completely. And a lot of people think that having the things or wanting, you know, the fancy things, living on the Upper East Side, you know, those kind of things are very important. But if you talk to a lot of our friends who have those types of things, it's just not enough. You know, they feel a little empty. They don't feel well. Their body's stressed out. So it's kind of important to strike a balance, as we keep saying. It's really important.
Yeah, I agree. I think so often we're looking for everything outside of ourselves, and we're always looking for material needs or even just the validation of other people to make us feel better. And the more we want outer things, the more I feel that our physical outer self starts to change. And it's like you said, the illnesses, the headaches, you know, weight gain. So it's all these things. We're almost like building these layers upon ourselves when we're in the process of trying to find happiness through outer things too. And again, we're just becoming more and more farther away from who we really are.
Totally. And I'd love to touch a little bit about upon, I might geek out for a minute here, but the different parts of the body that are actually physically affected by just by the stresses of the city, and how they can physically, like scientifically proven, really cause some things in your body that probably no one wants to happen to them. So, you know, we have these like two different parts of our, so we have, everyone knows about our nervous system, but they probably don't know generally that your nervous system is like very sensitive to any kind of stresses in your body. And there's two sections of our nervous system. There's the fight or flight section, and there is the relaxation side of our nervous system. And so those two sides are either one is on and one is off, or one is off and one is on. They're never on together. And they aren't controlled by our consciousness. They're controlled by our subconscious. So when we are in this mode of going and maybe moving out of the way of a bus coming, or, you know, it's kind of like a fight or flight, we call it. And we can also, you know, it can also be triggered by just having to get your to-do list done by a certain time because, you know, your boss is going to, you know, yell at you if you don't. And that is all of those things trigger your fight or flight response, and that's part of your nervous system that gets really, you know, heats up your body, it rises your blood pressure, your heart rate increases, your breathing rate increases, you know, you get these body sweats, like that's all happening because that side of your nervous system is active. And we live about, in this modern age, we live about 70% of our life in that actual section of our nervous system, whereas we only live about 30% in the what we call the relaxation response side of our nervous system. That's when we're feeling really zenned out. We went to the spa with our friends and we just had a great massage, or we saw a great movie, or we did, you know, some gardening, or we went shopping at our favorite store. You know, that's when your body just relaxes and releases. And, you know, we all know this, like we're a lot more relaxed on vacation than we are at work. But here's the thing is, if we are living in this fight or flight, this constant state of stress in our nervous system, it can actually lead to chronic illnesses, and it can lead to a whole slew of things like depression, anxiety, autoimmune disorders, high blood pressure, you know, heart attacks, and we're living with these things now. There was a recent survey, the American Psychological Association took a survey, and it found that nearly 75% of Americans who responded felt that their stress levels were so high that they were actually, they felt unhealthy. And there was nothing wrong with them other than that their stress levels were high. So they identified themselves as a sick person. Even though they didn't have cancer or anything like that, they felt the stress was making them unhealthy.
Wow.
So, yeah, that being said, we have to work on growing and expanding the side of our life that induces what we call the relaxation response, induces that feeling that we can get so easily laying by the beach, you know, or hanging out with friends. And we need to expand that feeling in our body and our nervous system to be in all parts of our lives, even at work, even, you know, under the most, like, tightest deadlines you could think of. You know, you have to kind of have tools to access the relaxation response to keep your body calm, lower your blood pressure, keep the vital organs moving the way they need to be to digest your food even that you're eating, keep your heart rate down, keep your blood pressure calm, you know, so that the blood flows freely and you don't have any heart issues. And over time, if we keep using the tools we're going to talk about later, we'll be able to just relax our systems, get vital health, keep our happiness intact and have that at all times in our life. So really walking life in a relaxed state, in a relaxed mode. And who doesn't want to be relaxed, you know, at all times?
Mm-hmm.
And you can access it very easily. There's simple tools, there's simple practices, and I'm really looking forward to just showing you guys some tools to help sustain this feeling of relaxation, the relaxation response, keeping your body healthy, keeping your life full, and able to enjoy, you know. You should be able to enjoy your life.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, I wrote down, you know, I was writing down some notes while you were talking. This was so valuable information. Thank you. Especially the information about the nervous system and how we have like two modes we go in, fight or flight and relaxation. And the fact that they can't be simultaneous is really interesting to me. And I also wrote down, you know, that the one part of it is normally 70%, the fight or flight, and our relaxation is 30%. And of course, the first thing I thought of was, how can I get that 30% up? Like, I want that to be higher. I want more of that into my life. And, I think a great example you gave was work. I think that's a huge, you know, part of where we need to get those moments up. For me, I used to work at a law firm, and it was pretty demanding at times. And so I know I struggled with it a lot in the beginning until I started meditating. And I swear that that's what got me through a lot of the times where things would be really daunting or really stressful, or, you know, I didn't even know how to prioritize. I was so stressed out. I was able to kind of figure out a way that I could implement some relaxation and some, you know, sense of, okay, everything will work out so that I could get through it. So I think it's really interesting how powerful it can be when you learn to utilize it properly.
Absolutely, and it starts with your mind, and it starts with your mind because your mind has to tell your body that I'm going to help you chill out because your body is just responding to your mind. So it really does start with your mind, and it's interesting because my background's in yoga, and I've done a lot of trainings and studies, and an idea that has always come up in yoga is how do you practice non-harming towards not just others, but actually yourself, and it goes down to the root of that is thought. So in India, it's called Pratipaksha Bhavanyam, and it's basically the idea or practice of staying positive, as we like to say in America, you know, positive thinking, and it's actually proven that positive thinking, so actually chronic thought patterns of unworthiness, hatred, jealousy, they all actually overwork our nervous system and they kick us into fight or flight. So flooding our body with all these thoughts, it actually kicks our hormonal stress hormones up, and it kicks our, what we were talking about, fight or flight instincts on. And so it's actually a negative on a negative. So if you start thinking these negative thoughts, your body actually physically responds to the negative thoughts. So practicing, you know, positive thinking will enable your body to kick on the relaxation response and keep your nervous system calm. And it actually is proven scientifically that thinking, switching out a negative, like, oh, I just hate myself, to a I love myself thought, will actually create a positive response in your physical cellular level, your physical body. So it's pretty powerful in that sense. So it really does start with thought, like as you said.
Yes, I so agree, and I have a big smile on my face because I'm a huge fan of anyone that can pronounce proudly, I love myself, or I'm a fan of myself, or I think I'm awesome. Too often we're so quick to say, you know, where we're lacking, or, you know, why we have, you know, our flaws, or why we got this random pimple today, and why we didn't, you know, why we ate that burger when we should have had the salad, so... I'm a big believer in and eat the salad and the burger. That's my answer to that. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break just to talk a little bit about the radio network. And then when I'm wrapping that up, we'll come back and start one of your tools that you're going to tell us about.
Beautiful. I love it.
Okay, great. So for those of you listening, you know, you're on our Life Coach Radio Network right now. So in addition to my show, we have a collection of 41 other radio hosts as well on the span of 3 different networks. You may have listened to some of our other shows before. If not, I definitely encourage you to. The great thing about our network is we have such a wide range of life coaches, and their topics really can vary. So you can go to one person for career advice and another for, you know, how to get through a divorce in your late 40s. So, you know, they can be really filtered down or a little bit more broad. There's a lot of, you know, a couple other coaches talk about a lot of these different holistic ideas as well. And so it's just, it's really nice to have such a wide range and so many great topics on hand for your resources for you to listen to. So coming up, we have tomorrow night's show at 8 p.m. as well, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's called Purposeful Conversations, A Purpose-Driven Life. And it's by one of our coaches, host Jose. And he's going to engage in a thought-provoking conversation about truly living a purpose-driven life. And, you know, do you ever feel stuck in your career and often think that you should be dedicating your time and effort to your real life's calling? He's going to speak with Anne Jeanette Thomas Esquire, and they're going to, you know, talk about her personal journey from working as an attorney to the reasons why she walked away from her prestigious career into a life full of what she believed to be her purpose. So that sounds really awesome. We're going to get into that with Jose tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Then the following day, we are going to have Walk Your Talk with Leanne. So that's on this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's going to talk about some ideas about, you know, is now the time to start living your authentic life? Is it time to pull off your mask? Are you hidden behind your dream? Do you feel like you've lost your voice at times? She's really going to stress this idea of what would happen if you imagine the possibilities, if you were to start living the life that you've only imagined or talked about and bring them to fruition now. So that's Leanne on Thursday at 7 p.m. And then one more show that's lining up for this Friday. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. Join Coach Mandy Rusnak of Inner Winning Coaching on Friday, September 6th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for her show, Train Your Brain to Up Your Game. She'll be discussing how today's athletes is faced with so many decisions that test their character. So again, that's this Friday at 1, and I encourage you to check that out. They're all on our Life Coach Radio Network. Now, I said we do have a couple different networks. We also have the Life Coach International Network and our Life Coach Chat Network. And you can find out about all 3 networks via our Facebook page, which is Life Coach Radio Network, or find it through our website, which is lifecoachradionetworks.com. So again, check that out. If for some reason, you know, you're not able to make a live show, you can always listen to any of them via recordings. You can just follow the original link. We keep an archived list on the Blog Talk Radio website. We're also located on iTunes. If you go into the podcast section and type in Life Coach Radio Network, you can find a multitude of our shows, including mine as well. So if you ever miss it, don't worry. You can always hear me whenever you want, and just carry me with you when you're walking around the city on your iPhone or any other smartphone you have, or download me as an MP3. I love it. So that's kind of what's going on with our Life Coach Radio Network. So now we're going to get back into my show, Finding Zen in the City. So we're going to bring Nita back on, and we're going to have her walk us through her first tool that she's going to show us. And in addition, you know, we're going to give you a little bit more information about how to reach out to Nita. But in the meantime, if you'd like to check out her website, it's www.nitablum.com. That's NITABLUM.com. So go ahead and check that out in the meantime, and we'll definitely have more information for you going forward. All right, so Nita, welcome back.
Thank you. Lots of good shows coming up. I'm going to catch a lot of those. Excellent. Cool. Okay, so yeah, I have a couple of techniques to elicit the relaxation response and get it going when you're in really, stressful. It could be anything, being in traffic, being in a crowded subway. Are you still there? Oh, Danielle?
Hello, everyone that's still with us. I apologize about that inconvenience. Thank you so much for staying on. We're getting Nita back on right now. Just one moment. So I hope everyone's been enjoying the show thus far. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but like I said, technical difficulties do happen from time to time, so I apologize. We're just waiting for Nita to call back in. Again, thank you, everyone, for your patience. Okay. And we have Nita. Nita, you're back?
I am back. Wow.
Okay, yay. Yeah, exactly. So really what we were doing is you were getting me really stressed out so that now I feel really ready to use this relaxation response.
It was all planned. Exactly. So you are ready. We are all ready.
Yes. Okay, let's do this. And thank you so much for everyone that stuck with us during that little glitch there, and we're going to get started.
Okay, great. So this is a really easy technique you can use. Just say you're on the subway or you're stuck in traffic, anything. You can even go into the bathroom of your office and just shut the door and take five. It's just a simple breathing exercise. I'm going to bring you through it now. If you are in the car, please don't close your eyes if you're driving. Keep your eyes open. But for everyone else who can afford to close their eyes for about 2 minutes, go ahead and do that now. So gently close your eyes. Begin to feel your surroundings, feel the air around you. you know, perhaps it's a little cool, maybe warm, just no judgments. You're beginning to observe, really observe what is around you, the sounds, the smells, and just take a deep breath in as if you're breathing in through your chest. So you're actually breathing in through the chest, lifting the chest, lifting the belly, filling up your lungs, maybe for the first time today, really feeling a deep, full breath. And then let it go. You can let it go out of your mouth, just let it all go. And take your hands and put them at your temples. And this is really nice. Eyes closed, eyes not. Just begin to massage your temples with the sides of your hands, your palms. And that just releases some of the tension we hold in our eyes throughout the day. Just massage your eyes. If you're driving, you know, use one hand at a time. Just get that tension out. Begin to feel your body as it is. No judgment. Just how does it feel? How do your legs feel? Your arms, your neck, your chest? You know, how does your neck and your eyes, your face feel? Just observe it. No judgment again. And now, this is the best part. This is the tool you can use anytime that you need it. And really, it's about the breath. The breath is so paramount. So keeping your eyes, you know, relaxed, either closed or open. If they're open, pick a point to gaze upon. If they're closed, just go within. And using this breath count, just begin to feel your breath breathing through the chest. I'm going to lead you through a gentle breath count. So when you're ready on your next inhale, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then hold at the top of that inhale, and now exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold at the bottom of your exhale, and then inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold, and exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold. Inhale again on your own count of 5, 3, 4, 5, and hold. And then exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold. And then continue breathing. You can do this anywhere, anytime. I recommend doing this about at least 10 to 15 times. You can go up to 20, 30 times. It's really about going within, hearing your breath count, focusing on the number in your mind so you're silently counting your breath, inhaling for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, holding one count, and then exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a count at the bottom, and then inhaling again. And you keep doing this and bringing yourself back to that silent count in your head. You're listening to your count only, and the thoughts start to drop away, the other thoughts. And you're pairing your mind with your breath, and that is the most powerful tool for inducing relaxation. So you can continue doing this for as long as you have the luxury of doing it. And that can be, you know, in the bathroom for 5 minutes after a tight meeting, or it can be right before you leave for work in the morning. It can be in the car while you're driving, just counting the breath, turning the radio off and just counting the breath. And you can even go a little bit deeper, placing your hands on your heart, giving yourself self-touch, you know. How good do we feel when we hug someone, when someone, you know, kind of pets us? If we pet a dog, that whole feeling of touch is very healing and calming. So placing your right hand on your heart, just breathing into your heart, breathing into your chest there, and just exhaling, you know, out through their heart. You can place your hand again on your stomach and breathing into your stomach, feeling your hand rise. with that same breath count, exhaling, feeling your hands kind of go in with the breath of the exhale, just falling. And that kind of awareness will bring you back to a calm state. And you can feel this state anytime you want, and it's so vital for you. So this is a great exercise to practice. And you can come out of it slowly, you know, blink your eyes open, find yourself back in the room, find yourself surrounded by the same sounds, the same feeling of the air, but it's a completely different view now. You have opened your eyes and you are clear. And then bring that breath with you back into the world, back into the subway station, back into that traffic, but keep that breath with you and you can still feel that calm. And it builds. As you build more with the practice, it keeps building, the results keep growing, and the health keeps, you know, it goes out the roof. You're shining with health. So that's a tool you can use. Five counts in, hold, five counts out, and hold. And repeat this about 20 times. This is like a prescription for you now. This is your prescription.
Awesome. Thank you, Nita.
Of course. It was my pleasure.
That was really great. I just love learning. You know, I think meditation is so wonderful because there's so many different ways and so many different variations. And it's wonderful, too, because a person can really play around with it and see which ones work best for them. And I really liked, and I always feel like every meditation I do with someone new, I learn something else or I get a different feeling from it. So I really like the idea of holding at the end of the exhale. I've never did that before, and I noticed it created a really nice sensation throughout my mind. It was kind of just like, I don't know if anyone else experienced it, but it definitely was a very calming, just kind of that calmness washing over my mind, if you will. And I really like that. And I think, yeah, it felt like really key as for me as the kind of removing that stress aspect or that stress element. And like you said, this is a really great one because you can do it, you know, if you have to go to the bathroom at work and do it there, you can, or even, you know, just take a moment on the subway. Like you said, there's little places where you can do it and you're not kind of, you know, putting yourself in a bad position by just standing somewhere and closing your eyes. So I really like that. And I like the... Yeah, you know, and it was something I used to do too. Like sometimes I would go meditate on my lunch break. So I'd put in my headphones, like I was listening to my iPod, and I put on my sunglasses, and no one knew any better that I was sitting there meditating. They just thought I was having a delightful little time in the park.
Exactly. You see the guy in the subway with the sunglasses on. They're dark. You can't tell what he's doing. You know, that kind of stuff. It's cool. And
exactly.
Even when you drive. I'm telling you, even if you're driving in traffic, keep your awareness on the traffic in front of you, but you can also go within with the breath. Keep your eyes open, obviously, but breathe. Feel the breath lifting you up and out of that traffic, and you'll see a big difference. Huge.
Yeah, no, I absolutely loved it, and I also loved what you said about the heart placement and the idea of self-touch. You're so right. We do love hugging and being intimate with other people. So why not turn that intimacy and that kindness and that love to yourself?
Yes, exactly. It is one of the most important things to do is hug yourself. And I know it might sound cheesy or cliche, but it's actually to go ahead and hug yourself right now. You feel good. You feel like you're loved. And if you didn't get that one hug today, then you know what? You just gave yourself a hug. And that's It feels good, I'm telling you. Try it out.
Really, really beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great tool. And doing the five count and then exhaling equally with five is actually really nice and balancing. As you found on the exhale, holding there is actually inducing even more the relaxation response because your mind is completely engaged. Okay, you're holding your breath. You have to stay with it. You know, you can't just check out. So it's very important to do so.
That's a great point. And, you know, I encourage anyone else that's listening or just at the exercise, if you want to call in and let us know how it was for you, if you have any questions about the technique, you can call in at 646 716-9397. And you can definitely talk to Dita a little bit more about it. Now, she's going to go ahead and lead us into a second technique that you can use. And so we're going to go through that in a moment. And then when Nita wraps that up, we can open up the phone lines to anyone that may be on.
Excellent. I'd love to hear from some people out there.
I know there's a lot of people in the chat room, which is great. So I encourage anyone to put a comment in there as well. But in the meantime, why don't we get into our next exercise then?
Okay, sounds good. So this is something we like to call body scan. And it basically is something you might have experienced if you've ever been in a yoga class at the last few minutes when you're laying down. Your teacher might instruct you to begin to feel different parts of the body and how you can relax them. And it's something you can do, this body scan, if, like we said, we keep going back to maybe sitting down at the subway stop or driving in your car. You can do it right before you go to bed at night. Just to really sweeten the sleeping process. But even waking up in the morning, it's important to just take a nice scan of the body and see. So I'm going to lead you through this short but wonderful way to check in with your body. So if you're somewhere where you can get cozy or comfortable, maybe lie down on the bed, the floor, or you could do it sitting up, wherever you are, just make sure you're comfortable. You know, you want your nervous system to be able to relax completely, feel safe in its surroundings. And now you're sitting, you're laying, just be there with your body. Feel the soles of your feet. Feel how they are touching the earth. Where they're just hanging out. Your feet are your connection to the earth. So just take a scan right now of how your toes feel. You know, no judgment. Check out your toes, your heels. Move your awareness up into your ankles. Maybe soften the skin around the ankles. Feel your shin bone above your heel bone. And notice the tone of your muscles, of your calves, as your feet, you know, they can hang out or maybe they're strongly connected to the ground if you're sitting. Notice the weight of your thigh bones. With your hands, maybe press your thighs slightly down into the bed or the chair, wherever you are. Feel the strength of your thighs. And then breathe down into those strong legs. Notice the ease of your pelvis. And while you're breathing, notice the small movements of your pelvis with the breath. Maybe on an inhale, slightly rotating forward, and then on an exhale, it's coming back down to your center line. Feel any relaxation in your belly. How the softness of your belly releases into your legs. Feel your spine. Feel how your spine easily rises upwards from your legs. And then scan up your entire length of your spine. Just feel any feeling sensations and then let them go. Notice the weight of your arms and how they're supported by your chest. Scan, keep moving your awareness up your body and feel the space in your eyes. Maybe notice the temperature on the bridge of your nose. Feel any relaxation in your forehead. Notice the breath as it moves through your nose. Can you soften the skin on your face? Feel any ease in your neck. And sense the broadness of your back and the entire relaxation of the front of your body. Feel the balance of your entire body all the way back down to your feet. Sense your heels, your arches. Feel the entire length of your entire body from crown of your head straight down to your heels. Now relaxed. And just sit with that for a moment. Feel the breath we found earlier. And just feel how soft your body feels now. And then when you're ready, and take your time, if you're there and you're very calm, just stay there. But if you're ready to come back into your environment, simply blink your eyes open. And there you are. That's your body scan. And you can use that anytime you wish, just scanning the different elements and parts of the body and not really pressuring it to relax, but just becoming aware helps relax your body, right? So if you feel your eyes, you begin to feel that tension in the eyes, and it actually relaxes and softens without even a force. You know, if I say, feel your forehead, it's going to soften automatically. So it's just a nice way to scan your body and make sure that you're not holding anything that you don't need to, any tension, any unnecessary, you know, gripping. Sometimes we grip in our jaws. If we can just let that go, because that's not serving you and it's not serving your body and it's not doing any, it's not helping you make your deadline any faster. So by relaxing your jaw, your eyes, relaxing your spine, things that you don't need to tense up, and it's there's actually no use for tensing. So if we can always come back to the body and see that we are being good to it, it will be good to us.
Absolutely. That was really beautiful. Thank you.
Of course. That is something that we can all do and benefit from.
Absolutely. It's so true. And, you know, it was definitely kind of like that melting sensation. Like you said, when you just kind of target that body part, it just kind of knows what to do from there. So that was really cool. I like that part of it.
Great. Well, you sound relaxed.
Yeah, I do. Actually, yeah, maybe I got a little too into it. Yeah, I'm trying to find my place in my notes here.
Right.
At least I came too, right?
It works, yeah.
Yes, see, so there you have it, everyone. It definitely works. I am much more zen, and I am in the city. So there you go.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
We have done our job.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Living proof right here. So thank you so much for showing us both of those techniques. They were really, really wonderful and something I'm definitely going to carry with me in my little tool belt that I have that's continuously getting bigger. I think I need to get a toolbox. Soon.
Put it in your toolbox. Yes, as my mother likes
to say. I love
it.
Yes, we got to quote mom every now and then. So,
indeed.
I love it. Love it. So that's, you know, for everyone, that's a little taste of, you know, the tools that Nita was able to share with us. And I'm assuming that a lot of these things are things that she carries into her works and her services. It looks like we do have a caller. So, Nita, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line if that works for you.
Excellent.
Okay. Hello. Do we have someone on the line?
Yes.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. I have a question for Nita.
Okay, great.
All righty.
And your name?
I have to get away from that. My name is Jark, J-A-R-K.
Okay, welcome. Please go ahead with your question.
The question is, I was very interested in Nita's technique about relaxing while driving. I drive all the time. I'm always on the road. And it makes you very tense. And wound up, and I get home, and my neck hurts, you know. So I'm interested in that. And I was just wondering, Nita, how you feel about maybe having also some music. I kind of like, you when you were talking about it, you had mentioned that you should turn the radio off. But would there be a negative side to putting on maybe, you know, something relaxing while doing the breathing, or is it important to really focus inward?
Well, that's a great question. Honestly, if you're doing a lot of driving and you're on the road and, you know, it doesn't hurt to have some nice relaxing tunes, I would recommend having wordless music. So if there was a certain kind of music that brought you into your quote-unquote zen stage, something like classical music or, you know, spa music,
mm-hmm.
I would, yeah, go for it. I would say go for it. Another thing we didn't bring up, that I didn't bring up, but if you had some kind of like lavender oil, you could spread that in your palms. That's a great way to calm yourself down when you're driving. Take a deep inhale. Yeah, listen to your music and do your breath counting, and you're going to be golden.
I love lavender, too.
It's a great way to relax.
Well, thank you, Nita.
Of course. Thanks for calling in, Jerk.
I appreciate it. Take care.
You too, and drive safe.
I will. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That's a great question, Danielle. Oh. Hey. I don't hear anybody.
That was me. I apologize. I was just going to say that was such a great question because as a walker myself, I forget that so many people spend so much time in the car and they need to find ways that they can implement your techniques and, you know, be able to stay calm and still stay focused on the road as well, so how they can combine the both together. It looks like we may have one other caller on the line. Do we have anyone else? Hello? Someone with a 910 area code?
Oh.
Hi, Nita.
Okay.
Oh, hello?
Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Did you have a question for Nita?
It's Melinda. How are you?
Oh, great. Hi, how are you, Melinda?
I'm good. I'm so sad, though, because I missed most of this. I just was putting my son to bed. So I missed everything. But anyway.
Oh, all right. Well, it's on. Isn't it on recorded, Danielle, right?
Yes.
That's correct. So after the show, it'll be immediately available in about 5 minutes. After the show, you can actually go to the same link and just hit play, and we'll start over right from the beginning.
Oh, cool. Okay. Because I literally just got on here. And I didn't even have a chance to think of anything to talk about.
That's okay. Well, that actually leads us right into our next segment, which was how to learn more about Nita's services and how you can contact her if you have any other questions after the show. So that's actually good that you called in because we actually were able to explain a lot.
Yes, that's what I need.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And then I'm going to turn to you, Nita, to explain a little bit more about how to get in touch with you and what your services entail.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, too. I'd love to talk to more people about your experience. So please feel free to find me on my website, which Danielle mentioned earlier, is nitabloom.com, nitabloom.com. And I offer a bunch of services. I'm located in Los Angeles and in the Manhattan area. So those two areas are great for one-on-one sessions. I offer corporate yoga therapy sessions, which include a lot of what we talked about today, doing restoratives, breathing techniques, aromatherapy, even Reiki, which is a form of touch and energy healing. So I offer those services, and I also am happy to lead guided meditations, guided yoga via phone. So if you're in the middle of the country, if you're, you know, not in the major areas I listed, I'd love to speak with you also via phone, and we can have a great session that way. So all of this information is on my website, and I look forward to hearing from you guys and helping you induce your relaxation responses and beyond.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Nita. I'm so happy that I had you on the show. And, you know, actually, there was a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about, but it seems like we're going to be running out of time. So I may have to have you on again so I can pick your brain.
It sounds great. I look forward to
coming
back on.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, of course. Thank you so much, and you know, for coming on, sharing your wisdoms. A great thing about our industry and what we do, and what I love about it so much, is that there is no competition. You know, there's that feeling of Gabby Bernstein. She says that we're all light workers, and we all carry a purpose and a message that goes along with it. And so it's so wonderful that we can be in a space where we can encourage each other and allow each other to spread what we need to and what our beliefs are, and encourage each other. So I'm really happy that, you know, we have been able to collaborate, and I really think it's something that we can continue to do in the future. So it's exciting.
I'm excited. I look forward to doing some retreats with you in the future as well.
Yes, yes, for sure. And it's great that we are both bi-coastal, so we definitely can keep each other in our networks.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much, Nita. And thank you, everyone else, for listening in. And one thing, you know, we learned a lot today. Nita gave us some really great tools that we can use going forward, and I encourage you to actually use them. A lot of times, you know, we listen to these calls and, you know, you can think, wow, that worked really well, or this is such a great idea, or I really want to try it, and then we just kind of forget. So I really hope that you can take these with you. Maybe write down a note now to do it in the morning, or do little post-its, or set a reminder on your phone so that you can carry these things with you, and they can help you the next time you are feeling stressed, that you're able to kind of take a step back, realize what's going on, and then see how you can implement these new techniques into your world. And as you saw, they really didn't take a lot of time, very simple, and you're fully capable and equipped to do it, which is really beautiful. And it doesn't, as Nita said, it doesn't really matter what environment you're in or where you are. You can implement this idea of Zen into your being in the moment as you are. So I think it's really incredible. And again, I really encourage you to practice this on a daily basis and make it part of your routine, and see how you start to shift and notice the ways that things change for you or how you react to certain things. Again, Nita Bloom, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, her website, nitabloom.com. And, you know, if for some reason you have any other questions, you could always reach out to me as well, and I can relay them to her. In the meantime, my world, what's going on? I have an exciting announcement to make. I am just launched the Life Coach Television Network this week. I'm the co-creator and executive producer, and we are going to be officially premiering the week of September 16th. And essentially what we're doing is we have a channel up on YouTube, and we're going to be implementing video media from life coaches and health and wellness professionals across the world. We'll have at least daily webisodes aired that will help you out just in any area of your life, again, career, confidence, balance, wherever it may be. And again, that's going to premiere September 16th. And we're also looking, you know, for anyone that would like to join in. If you happen to be a life coach or a wellness professional and you would like to kind of get yourself known and a little bit more exposure via social media, via video media, we really encourage you to reach out to us. And you can email at lifecoachtvnetwork@gmail.com. And like I said, the premiere week is September 16th. My next radio show is September 17th, and my video will also be airing on the network that same day, and they're going to coincide with each other. So the topic on September 16th is going to be going from that idea of fear of missing out to fabulous on my own. So we're going to talk a lot about the ways that, you know, you may be home alone on a Thursday night and wondering what everyone else is doing and why they're having so much fun and you're missing out, and before you know it, your whole night's ruined because you're just being envious or upset or anxious for no reason. So my video is going to give a little bit of a teaser of that, if you will, some quick tips to help you out, and then my radio show is going to go into it even further. So that's September 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to get in touch with me, you know, please reach out. Let me know how I can help you. I'm available for one-on-one coaching. I do workshops as well as speaking engagements. And, you know, anything else that you may have in mind, we can talk it out and you know, see what we can do. So my email is danielle@danielmercurio.com. That's D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E at danielmercurio.com, M-E-R-C-U-R-I-O. So I'd love to hear from you. I'm also on Facebook under New You City Coaching, or again, my Twitter handle is New You City Coach. And I encourage you to check out my blog, newyoucitycoaching.com. And that'll kind of keep you up to date on everything going on in my world. So I would absolutely love to hear from you, love to see how we can work together. So again, thank you so much to everyone for listening in tonight. It was a really, really great show. Thank you for our callers for calling in. We really appreciate your feedback and sharing with us. And again, thank you so much to Nita for her lovely resources and tools and tips and just her knowledge and ability to share what she knows with us. So thank you so much, everyone. Have a great evening. Always remember to keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities.